You renew your employment contract but resign a few months thereafter. That's what happened this week with the Birmingham City Schools and Superintendent Craig Witherspoon. Meanwhile, City Council in Birmingham has voted to give themselves a lift in their expense accounts, future councilors a raise, and give the mayor more freedom to spend. We ponder those political acts and more, and what's next, as we are joined by Kyle Whitmire, political commentator for the Alabama Media Group. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Interesting week so far, and who knows what's next?
Well, it's definitely been a busy week so far. What we saw happen last night with the Birmingham City Schools was, I guess, some people had anticipated that it might happen later this year or the end of next year. Superintendent Witherspoon has been under quite a bit of fire lately, but it was quite surprising to have that just drop out of the blue.
Well, we can't be sure what's next, but unlike many of the other school districts in North Central Alabama, the Birmingham City Schools is an elected body for their board of directors.
It is, and it's sort of been central to Witherspoon's tenure there. 2 years ago, there was an effort to fire him then by a number of board members who really did not seem to care whether or not the school system, for instance, maintained its accreditation with the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, and it became sort of he became, you know, the focal point of the struggle between two factions on that school board. The faction that was against him when they went up for re-election, they lost. And we have essentially a brand new school board. They came in. Superintendent Witherspoon in July was evaluated by the school board. They found that he had done a satisfactory job. They gave him a 4-year extension on his contract. And here a few months later, he abruptly announces that he is getting out of here in December. This does not seem to have been a voluntary departure. There have been several things that have happened lately. Several employees have left, including his chief of staff, his chief academic officer, his supervisor of curriculum. And recently he announced that they had done an audit, and the audit showed that there had been a $64,000 unauthorized expenditure that was illegal under Alabama's bid law, but the so all this sort of spelled that he was sort of fishtailing, but then last night he comes out and he resigns, doesn't really have much comment about why he was resigning. School board members did not offer any comment other than they sort of wished him well, but look, there's something very, very serious going on here. It's not really clear what it is, but you don't see these sort of abrupt changes, especially when a 4-year contract usually comes with some sort of buyout clause. I mean, he's leaving at the end of December, but everybody sort of figures that he's pretty much going to be on leave or going to be in the background until then. That's not even as generous as several of the other superintendents that the school board has flat out fired in the past have gotten. So there's something very serious going on, and the school board owes the public an explanation.
And I guess we'll just have to find out what's next with that. At the same time, the Birmingham City Schools had been making some progress in their metrics and their numbers and their financial success.
Except for that audit. So, yeah.
Well, meanwhile, if instead of you can always change the law if you're the city council and change what compensation is, and then that's considered, I guess, appropriate, because this week we've saw another change in the political body of a local enterprise.
Right. Birmingham City Council effectively gave itself a $15,000 raise yesterday. I don't think that there's any ever a time where a public body can give itself a raise and it's going to be politically popular. But, you know, the law in Alabama says that public bodies are not supposed to be able to give themselves raises. They can give a raise to the next council, but they did this by saying they're going to up their expense accounts by $15,000. And then the next council gets a $10,000 raise on top of a year raise on top of that. So we're going to have to take a look at what these expense accounts really mean. Is it like the expense account that you and I have where we have to itemize everything? And we're going to be asking for those itemizations.
Well, we will have to stay tuned because obviously there'll be more going on in Jefferson County and especially in the city of Birmingham between the schools and the city council. Kyle Whitmire's political commentator for the Alabama Media Group. He joins us most Wednesdays during All Things Considered here on WBHM.